This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, well, well. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. It is Wednesdays, and on Wednesdays, we're supposed to wear pink.
Which we didn't do a good job at today, Allie.
We didn't. We're both wearing green. At least we were vibing together.
And thankfully, we got somebody that held us down on a pink end.
Mm-hmm. She looks very good in her pink. So, welcome to the show. It is Small Women's Business Month, and I am very excited about our next guest, Savannah Pettis. Welcome to the show. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
DZ's fixing your mic for you because we've been chatting so much I didn't even set you up correctly.
Hey, I didn't do it either. So I was here like, we'll figure it out.
And Savannah is the owner of the coolest lemonade truck I have ever seen. And it is Lemonade Lab 414. Hi, Savannah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
You're doing good. We're happy to talk to you.
Well, DZ first went, is she a Pettis? And I go, I think so.
I sure am.
You are.
I sure am. Shout out to the fam.
There we go. Shout out to the Pettises. But no, when I met you last year, Savannah, you did not have a business yet.
Yeah.
And I met her, DZ, and I followed her. And then I started watching her kind of evolve. And now this girl is out there. Savannah's out there killing it with this lemonade truck. I see her all over the place.
So what is Lemonade Lab 414?
Yeah.
You be mixing lemonade?
The best lemonade ever. What?
Oh, okay. Let me put some respect on it.
Well, and everybody, DZ's dream is to have a food truck.
Yep.
So, like, how did you even decide, okay, I'm going to have a food, was that always a dream? And then did you want lemonade? Like, how did we get from A to B is what I want to know.
Yeah, great.
So, we started slow, you know, we worked our way up from the cute little pink tent, you know.
Oh, yeah, you used to have a pink tent.
Yeah.
She really has evolved since I met her. Yeah,
and you do what, events, like go out to community things and just
anything
set up?
Anything I can, yeah.
Bet.
Mm-hmm. And then after you had the tent for a while, you went, I'm going to get a bus.
Yeah. So over the winter, I had came across a short little yellow school bus.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had a whole idea and I'm like, oh, yeah. This is it.
The bus.
Uh-huh. And she painted it pink.
Naturally.
Yes. How iconic.
I was watching you renovate the whole thing. Did you really do all that?
Yes.
You
it
did
was
the
a
reno?
Lot of work. Well, not just me myself, but yeah, it was a lot of work.
She had help.
It took months.
But I watched you rip out, you know, seats.
Oh, yeah.
You were hands-on. You didn't just go ship it off somewhere and go fix it for me. No, she did that.
She bought it and then
got
renovated
my hands dirty.
Balls babe, you know?
DZ, didn't you say you spotted Lemonade Lab 414 somewhere recently?
I sure did. You know, and I'm a little salty because I ain't get the sweets. So let me tell you what happened. We were on our way to the store. Right? And we saw you, what was it, like off of college or something like that?
Yeah.
Like dang near off of like college and maybe 27th, right?
Yep.
So I was like, oh, bam, baby. I was with my wife and the kids in the car. I was like, baby, mamita, mira. Lemonade Lab 414. We're going to talk to her next week. We got to hit this order real quick. But then we're going to come back. We're going to get some lemonade. And we're like, all right, bet. We're going to get some lemonade. By the time we turn around, I don't know what you were doing that you were too busy to wait for me. But you were gone, fam. I know you were busy, though. You
so
were on
many
the grind.
People tell me that.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Just, like, DM the account or something, you know? I'm like, I feel so bad.
I'll pull over wherever I'm at.
That's actually a good idea.
Wait, so where do you post up? My bad.
Yeah. So usually I park on 20th and College when I don't have events, you know, season slowing down because of the cold and whatnot.
Yep.
So yeah, usually I park on 20th and College. That spot's been doing pretty good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So next year I plan on going there.
It's a good spot.
Yeah.
How many lemonade flavors do you have now?
Over 17.
Huh?
17.
Wait.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait. 17 lemonade flavors.
Isn't that wild?
And they're all so good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're gassing me up to try 17 different lemonades. Like,
seriously. That's what everyone does. Every time they come back, they have to try a different flavor.
And what's your favorite flavor?
Blue raspberry, for sure. Mm. I like to mix blue raspberry and pineapple, though.
Mm. Wait, you got a la carte mix-em options?
Mm-hmm. You can mix whatever you want.
So it's endless. It's 17 stock flavors. But listen, you can mix and match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. It's Allie and DZ. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Savannah Pettis. She's the owner of Lemonade Lab 414. We have all our female businesses on the board. I'm not telling you who the others are yet, but every week we're having a woman's small business on. I figured a food truck was right up your alley, pun intended, DZ. Man,
she even stole my idea for the little bus.
Was yeah. that you? Oh, she did.
I want to renovate a small yellow bus as well. So, yeah, just know I thought of it first, even though you did it first.
It just can't be pink.
Okay, we'll talk.
I think that's a fair statement. Like, you can't take her pink bus.
What about mauve? Can I do mauve?
No. DZ, drop it. You want to have an empanada truck anyway, don't you?
Don't be out here out me like that.
I'm sorry, I'm giving out ideas.
We're talking lemonade, man. We're talking lemonade.
All right. Savannah actually wants to make a big announcement about her business on the show. I'm so flattered that you're going to do it on Kiss FM, but I'm going to make you wait, okay?
Make the people wait, too. Uh-oh.
And you can call or text 414-533-1037. We are talking with women's small businesses this month. We are giving away free advertising on our website, by the way, to 5 women's small businesses at 1037kissfm.com. But every week we're going to highlight one. So I've been so impressed with Savannah, watching her this past year evolve and from a tent to a food truck and killing it. I'm just so proud of you. So you go, girl.
Big news next.
And by the way, she's like, what are you, like 20?
Yeah, I'm 20.
I didn't even mention how young.
Not like actually?
Yeah, I'm
20.
No,
like, think about what you were doing at 20. Nothing.
Not owning a business, I'll tell you that. Or not ready to make a big announcement about the business.
See what I mean?
What am I doing with my life?
Well, we do have a show. We're okay. We're making it, DZ. We're fine. We're going to find out what that is coming up next. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're getting tons of texts, and I cannot wait to read some of them, like Lemonade Lab. She's the sweetest. My girls love her and her pink bus.
No pun intended, because the lemonade.
And then they said, oh, yeah. I like that. Then they said, we love a Latina woman owned business. Okay. Hi, Savannah. How are you?
I'm good.
I know you're getting blown up right now.
Yeah,
people on your phone, on your line, on your IGs.
See, and this is what happens like when we're doing a segment and people text us their thoughts. I sometimes have to turn it over because I get so distracted by my friends being like, I'm listening and I'm so mad right now. Blah, blah, blah.
These are my thoughts.
Yeah. So on the show with us from Lemonade Lab 414 is Savannah. She started this business, what, last year?
Yes.
How long have you officially been in business now?
For over a year now. We started back in June of last year.
Okay.
And 20 years old. You were 19
yes.
when you started.
Mm-hmm.
And impressive.
I mean this with no disrespect, mm-hmm. but at 19, I was a baby.
Yeah.
I was not the baby wasn't businessing. Okay.
Yeah, you weren't thinking.
So I gotta tip my hat to you to have the desire and the drive to go, mm-hmm. you know what, man? Slow feet don't eat. What am I doing? Let's start a business. Let's do something. But I do gotta ask, Savannah,
mm-hmm.
why lemonade? What prompted the lemonade game for you? Because you could have got into anything.
Yeah, you decided to do it. Why lemonade? That is a good question.
So me and my mom would go out to fairs and festivals, and we kind of got to see like how busy it was and everything. So mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I gotta do something. Like, man, so yeah. I went home one day and I'm just like,
you got
I'm
inspired.
Just gonna do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's money out here on the table.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's like, man, these people are so busy. Like I wonder what they do. If do they do this every day?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I just started researching more, and then I'm just like, I got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to do it, and I ordered like all my small products. You got to start slow first,
sure.
of course. So I started ordering all my products, researching.
Yeah, I remember when you started making. I remember watching her now in hindsight when you started just making the lemonade
mm-hmm.
and going, we're experimenting, we're figuring this out. And now you have, what, 17 flavors or something?
Yeah, I trialed and errored everything. I have literally a specific recipe for each and every lemonade.
The recipe.
It's a secret.
Drop the secret sauce.
Was there a flavor of lemonade that you went, this is not going to work?
Oh, yeah, blood orange.
What?
Immediately no.
That sounds.
I tried this mint one also. Immediately no.
All right, I'm with you on the mint.
I'm not gonna put something on the menu that is not even drinkable. Like actually disgusting.
That's quality control. That's business model 101. Why would you keep something on the menu that your people aren't gonna ever order or want? Yeah. The one-off that the one dude or lady might get.
Right. Yeah. Don't base it off of that. That's all I think of
right,
it.
Right,
so,
right.
So, is there a pickle juice lemonade on the menu?
No, but maybe there will be next year.
Pickle juice.
People love pickle juice, and I could tell the lemonade game would probably accept. The lemonade community, they go together.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Savannah. She is the entrepreneur of the week. Now, we're doing a Women's Small Business Month, and we're giving away free advertising to 5 businesses on our website, which is super cool. And Savannah started Lemonade Lab 414, which is a pink school bus, small school bus that you might have seen out and about. And she sells lemonade. And people are texting in things like, was she at Sam's Club on Sunday?
Sure was.
On 27th?
Yep.
Nice.
That's where we was at.
Somebody else texted in, and there, lots of questions for you, Savannah. They said, do they do flights of lemonade?
Oh.
That might be an idea if
Wait,
you don't.
Hold on, though. Oh. She's not even 21 yet. She doesn't know what a flight is.
How do you know?
Well, I'm just, respectfully, she doesn't know what a flight is.
It's like 7 flavors at once, right?
Or she could do a coffee flight at a coffee shop. So maybe you do know what a flight is.
I do know what it is. Just because if you've been to Lemonade Lab, you know our sizes are pretty big.
You have a gigantic one.
Right.
I heard it's a tub.
Like fishbowl size.
I heard it's a tub of lemonade, and I'm with that.
Our lab bucket. It's 64 ounces. It's huge. But literally, people slam them. People's mouths drop when they look at them, but
they slam them?
Yeah.
They don't even pour any booze or nothing?
Nothing?
I mean, that too. But
hey, it's versatile, okay?
You always hear that.
Savannah said, whatever you do with your lemonade, once you buy it from me, that's all on you. That's your prerogative.
Somebody said, is Lemonade Lab still open on 20th and College during the fall? It's kind of hard in the winter, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll be open for about 2 more weeks, and you'll hear my news shortly.
You actually have an announcement. Too bad I'm going to make him wait again.
No, you're not. No, you are not.
We don't have time right now. We got to go. Listen, we got to play some commercials.
Sorry, guys.
Savannah. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So I'm loving this, that on Wednesdays, we're having women small businesses on the show. And every Wednesday, it's a different one. Last week, we had Batter and Mac, who you found in Bayview.
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, Batter and Mac, if y'all listening, my son's birthday is coming up. I'm gonna be in contact.
He needs a cake.
Just so you know. And we might be thirsty that day, too. Lemonade Lab 414.
Owen's birthday is before your kids.
Why ain't you hollering at him about getting the cake?
I'll deal with that in a second. Hold on.
That's your thing, not mine.
So, Savannah from Lemonade Lab 414, welcome to the show again.
Hello.
Hi. We've been screwing with everyone because you have a big announcement, and I'm like, hold on, though.
Tease.
Not yet.
Double tease.
Not yet. So, you have this small pink bus that you have transformed into a Lemonade Lab, a food truck, basically, and you go all over and sell your lemonade. You have 17 flavors.
Yep.
And you've only been doing this a year.
That's crazy.
And you're 20.
So yes, I am.
I want to talk to her just about, like, to inspire other women and other kids. Because you're not a kid. You're an adult. But other people your age.
Other young adults.
Who are no clue what they want to do with their life. Because there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
And even some older.
You always knew you wanted to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah. In high school, I knew I didn't want to have a 9-to-5. So I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she also did still understand the importance of education.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And something we learned off air that I want to bring up, bro. The fact that not only are you a business owner, but as of last year, you were in school and working full time to grind. That's not easy to do. So how do you find that energy? How do you find that drive?
Well, up until actually 2 days ago, I was in school. I just finished.
Whoop, whoop. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Go, girl.
Yeah. So I went to MATC, and I just finished this semester. I was actually, like, this beginning of this year, I was working a full-time third shift. And during third shift, during my free time, I would do, like, all my homework assignments, do all my event stuff, content creating, all that fun stuff. So
yeah, I see your social media. I'm very proud of you. You're doing a great job with it. You can follow her on social media. Give everyone your username because I see you on Insta and now Facebook. I'm following you.
Yes. So our Instagram and Facebook is LemonadeLab414 and our TikTok is just LemonadeLab. So everybody go follow.
Like, follow, subscribe. You know what it is.
Savannah Pettis, the owner of LemonadeLab414. Somebody texted in and said, DZ, I've got a bus for sale since DZ wants to follow in your footsteps and start his own truck.
We're going
to
be in contact too, all right?
Oh, somebody texted in and said, Lemonade Lab does school events too. Thank you for coming to our school.
Yeah. Next year, if anybody has any events, like we just did a conference event recently, any fall festivals, spring festivals, summer festivals, let us know.
That's awesome. I do want to say I've watched you over the year and you're killing it, but you said you have a huge support system. Does that make a huge difference?
Oh, it sure does. I definitely wanted to mention that on the show.
Yeah.
So
who's helped you the most? I see you and your mom.
Yeah, my mom. Mm-hmm.
The OG.
Yeah, that is my rock. So yeah, having a support system is really, really huge. My close friends and family, they know how much they mean to me and what they... provide into this business as well, you know.
That's
so
important.
I can't do it by myself.
Absolutely.
It's important. Well, do you do it by yourself?
Well,
who
I do
works
sometimes.
With you? Yeah.
I do sometimes, you know. I have to hold it down by myself sometimes.
Right. Girl. But you're in charge. It's your business.
Yeah, most of the time I have other people working, like when we have big events like the Milwaukee Night Market, for instance, thousands of thousands of people.
It's
I definitely couldn't handle that by myself.
Yeah.
Nobody.
So I have like four or five other people were popping out lemonades. So
I mean, when you got 64 ounces to pour out the bucket, dog.
For sure. So congrats on graduating.
Thank you.
What's your best, what would you say is the best and worst thing to know about if you're going to open a food truck? Is there anything you would deter people from? Like, there's something bad.
Let me grab my pen for a friend.
Or anything you learned along the way.
I learned so much along the way.
What surprised you? Good or bad? It can be either one.
Great question.
I know I kind of put you on the spot there. We're talking to Savannah from Lemonade Lab 414. Go follow her. Now I'm challenging her a little.
Yeah, you are.
Challenges with the food truck.
Well, maybe it's been you've had a pretty positive experience.
Yeah,
everybody's been really great. Like,
yeah,
even like paperwork wise, going down to the city, everybody's been very helpful.
There's some things like that people might not understand. Paperwork things.
You definitely got to do your research when it comes to that. You know, there's a lot of like misinformation out there too. Some stuff that's not updated to like. The code now and all that stuff. So you got to kind of research and communicate.
So what did you find to be the easiest with the food truck and what was the hardest with the food truck?
Honestly, the hardest thing was just events and like planning and being organized.
What about hiring? I mean, I would think do you just hire your friends because you trust
basically,
them?
Yeah.
Because I would be so scared to hire people and trust them in my first year of business. It'd be so scary.
I'd be scared to drive a food truck around.
I practiced literally in my neighborhood. I had to go drive before we even started. Before the bus was even pink, I literally drove around the neighborhood.
She had kids at the corner with the backpacks like, oh, that's not my bus. Whoops.
I'm not going to be embarrassing myself. I had to learn how to park on the...
These
Give
are all
one
things.
Try.
That,
come one
on.
Try.
One take Drake over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, you have a very big announcement to make.
Yes, I do.
And we're very excited. Before that, though, somebody texted in and said, does Lemonade Lab have a liquor license? I could think of a lot of different things to mix into it.
Oh, how many times I've heard that.
Have you?
Okay. So many.
Yeah. You probably save yourself a lot of headaches by not having the liquor license and making them buy the lemonade and go do it themselves, honestly.
Headaches and insurance. Are you kidding me? Like,
yeah, right.
Like she said, once the lemonade's out her hands, it's your prerogative.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
But yeah, it's a lot of liability when it comes to alcohol.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm definitely starting slow. Maybe in the near future we'll add alcohol, but you can always add it yourself right now.
Is that maybe included as part of the surprise announcement?
Maybe. Well, Teddy in Muskego just texted in and said, we would love to have you at our 3rd of July celebration in Muskego. There's thousands of people.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great question, too. Do you do weddings or parties?
I do. So we'll actually have a new catering menu coming up.
Nice.
So do like a birthday parties, school events, corporate events, all
fun
that
to
kind
have
of fun
you.
Stuff.
Yeah. Especially an all-female wedding.
Yeah.
With the pink bus.
There you go.
And I'm already knowing she does it right. She gets all cutesy and goes, "We can make y'all special lemonades with y'all names and put it on the menu and all that." I don't even gotta ask.
I don't do this for everyone, but like I did the event at a senior living home, and you know our big old cups, they're just too big for the elderly hands.
Yeah, I get it.
I had actually purchased 16-ounce cups just to accommodate them a little more, you know.
Specialty work right there.
She'll accommodate people. I love that. All right. Are we ready for the announcements?
Are we?
I don't know. Are you guys ready?
I don't know.
Are we teasing again, y'all?
They're pissed.
They are not happy with us.
Well, too bad. It's our show, not theirs.
Yes. Well, let me make you guys happy.
Oh, she's going to go. Okay. We're going to do this.
Oh, you going?
She's going. She's like, I'm not making
you ready.
Wait anymore.
You're not making them wait no more. You're saying rip the Band-Aid?
She can't see you about to hit a song. She doesn't know.
I was going
to
make them wait. What's up? I get petitious out here.
DZ made up that word, by the way, and we love it. That's our number one word on the show, petitious.
The word doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
It's not a real word.
Use it.
Never heard of it.
Will you come to... we got more texts. We're going to have to talk. We're going to do those first.
I'm sorry.
Will you come to 262?
Yeah.
K-Town loves lemonade.
Yeah, I haven't done any events down there, but definitely next summer. Okay. I want to expand.
Well, that's crazy. Kind of like the next song. You have to wait. 103.7 Kiss FM. Whoopsie daisy do. My mic was not on yet. Everybody say hi.
Hi. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're in the studio this morning. It's Allie and DZ on 103.7 Kiss FM.
Yurt.
And we are in here with Savannah Pettis, who is the owner of Lemonade Lab 414. Hi.
Hello.
Do your friends and family hate us right now? Because we've made
Probably.
Them wait 40 minutes for your big announcement, Savannah.
10 teams. Jesus later, baby.
I'm gonna hear about it.
Tell me the conversation hasn't been good and you ain't been inspired. I'll wait. Yeah.
All right. So, Savannah, you own Lemonade Lab 414. You started small with just a tent, and now you've evolved into a pink bus a year later.
Mm-hmm.
Super proud of you. And you have a very big announcement, don't you?
I do.
Oh, Savannah, what's your big announcement?
So... we may have another Lemonade Lab bus hitting the road next season.
Hey! Hey! Let's go!
That's what I'm talking about. I tell you what, I was wondering if you were getting a second bus. So now you basically have two buses, two food trucks.
Yes, but that's not all.
Wait, whoa. You can't just do that.
In less than a year, too. I'm so proud of it. Women killing it. Boss Bay business. What else?
Cue the next drum roll.
What else are you going to tell us?
And we are also going to sunny Sarasota, Florida for the winter.
Making moves, snowbirds.
We are?
Yes, we are. Yes, yeah, snowbird.
When do we leave?
Please, just tell us. I'm packing right now.
Bye.
We'll be there at the beginning of November.
Wait. What do you mean you're going to Sarasota? What does that mean?
So we're taking the Lemonade Lab bus and expanding down to Sarasota, Florida.
Whoa.
Is this why I'm following an esthetician and she posted this morning that she was going to be carrying Lemonade Lab in Sarasota, Florida.
Yep. Oh, snap.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So it was either really work my 9-to-5 here.
Boo.
Or go to Florida with my lemonade bus.
Yeah. Right. So, because you're going to go somewhere warmer.
Right.
But okay, so then can people still hire you in Milwaukee in the winter? They got to wait till the spring.
No, they'd have to wait till the spring.
When it's warmer, and then that'll be on season.
Okay. Yeah. Now, nice. Is there a chance for any specialty events in Milwaukee? Say you catch a quick flight and bring the tent out of retirement.
It'll be cold. I mean... maybe.
Listen, people drink lemonade.
If it's like an indoor event.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say, people drink lemonade inside.
Yeah. Indoor. There we go. Do you ever want to have a brick and mortar, like an actual store? Or is the bus the store and you're content with that? Yeah, I think that's it. You don't need a store, do you?
I respect that so much.
The bus works.
You
got to
think of a lot of factors go into a brick and mortar. You got rent, insurance, you got to pay your employee. You know, it's a lot of factors that you think of. And I'm just like,
no thanks.
You got to think, is it worth it or is it not?
Not to mention the difference between having the people need to come to you and you going to the people.
Right. It's all about convenience.
Sarasota doesn't happen if she's at a brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. Bruh, she's going to hop up in that whip, gas it up, and vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Get to the money.
Dude, well, congratulations
Thank
on all
you.
Your success.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see the second bus. I can't wait to try some of the lemonade. DZ, blue raspberry, Savannah said is the best one, right?
Yeah, it is.
I'm just going to go down the line, Savannah. I appreciate the tip, but just start with menu on number one and drop me to 17.
There you go.
Nice. Somebody just followed you on Facebook. They said it's a person, not a business. No, it's her. Follow. It's Savannah. It's the same thing. Facebook's weird like that. It doesn't. It's hard to have a like page, and you gotta have a friend page. Don't even get me started on Facebook.
It's
okay?
The one with the pink label that says Lemonade Lab.
It's the pink bus. It's the cutest Lemonade
yes.
Lab. Yes, absolutely. Well, congrats.
And
yes.
If you just so happen to see her out, I hear you're gonna be out today, right?
Yes, we will be out today on 20th and College.
Okay.
From 12 to 6.
Nice.
Bet.
So come visit us.
That's good. Do you get a lot of people? What's your busiest time, lunch or after
yeah,
work?
Yeah, actually, recently with school being started, it's been like 3 to 6-ish, mm. like with everybody getting out of work and school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A little treat after school, yeah. a little treat after work, mm-hmm. lemonade.
Tell the kids, if you're nice, I'll take you to Lemonade Lab.
That's what they do, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Aw, that's cute. Yes. All right. Well, shout out Savannah. Go follow her on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, Lemonade Lab, Lemonade Lab 414. We can't wait to see you thriving. And we
Thank
can't wait
you.
To see you in a few years.
Thank
how,
you guys for
doing?
Having me.
Anytime. And go to 1037kissfm.com because we are giving away.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Advertising to 5 women small businesses this month, which is so cool. Enjoy.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.